Okay, today we're going through the Daf Kuf Aleph Amar Aleph of Masechet Shabbos. We're holding on Daf Kuf Aleph Amar Aleph. We are at Amar Rav Huna. So the Gemara is going to explain the halachos of tiltul on small boats that are called Bitsi Asa, Beats Asa. That's the name of the boats. Amar Rav Huna, Hani Beats Asa de Mishan. These little boats that were in a place called Mishan, these boats were wide at the top, but they narrowed as they went down to the bottom to the point that they're like a sharp edge on the bottom, and their walls are 10 tefachim high, so even if they have a height of 10 at a point where it widens out to 4 tefachim wide, ein metaltelim behen ella ba'arba amos. You're not allowed to carry more than 4 amos within them, because they do not have a din of a rishos hayachid. They're considered to be like a karmelis, since the bottom part of the mechitzos is not considered a mechitza, it's matir betiltel, because it's not makif ha-makom chashuv. It doesn't surround an area that is a chashuva area, because the bottom part of the mechitzos is surrounding an area that's way less than 4 tvachim. The upper part of the mechitzos is therefore considered to be like it's just hanging in mid-air, and a mechitza that's hanging in mid-air is not considered a mechitza that would allow tiltul, that would allow carrying. So Rav Huna just adds, v'lo amran ela she'in b'pachas mishlosha arba'a, avim yesh b'pachas mishlosha arba'a less than ba. That's only if when it's less than 3 tefachim from the bottom of the boat, it's not yet 4 tefachim wide. But if it reaches 4 tefachim wide when you're within 3 tefachim of the bottom of the boat, then it would actually be a rishos hayachid, because less than 3 tefachim is as if it's not there, so we view it's lavud, so we view it as if the bottom of the boat is actually 4 tefachim wide, 10 tefachim tall, surrounded by walls, it would then be a rishos hayachid. V'imalinu kani v'urbini, and if you fill up the narrow bottom of the boat with a whole bunch of junk, with whatever, with reeds and aravos, until the point that it gets to width of 4 tefachim, less than ba, then it's also going to be Rosh Hashayachid. So, Maskev L'Rav Nachman, V'lema Gudachas Mechitzasa. So, why don't we say, Rav Nachman asks on Rav Huna, why don't we say that we should view the Mechitza as if it extends downwards, and therefore consider the Mechitzos that are on the upper part of the boat considered to be going straight down toward the Yam. So it turns out that even the bottom part of the boat is considered mukaf mechitzos, and it's a makom of arba tefachim milo tanya. After all, don't we have a brisa that tells us Rabbi Yosef Yudomer not atzkane b'rishus harabim? He says that if you stick a pole in the rishus harabim, and the pole is 10 tefachim high, but it's certainly not 4 tefachim wide, but u'brosho traskel, you put a basket on the top of that pole, upside down basket on top of that pole, v'zarak v'nachal gabav, and you throw something from the Rosh Hashanah and it lands on top of that basket, chayiv, you're going to be chayiv as if you threw from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. Why would you be chayiv? There are no walls surrounding the 4x4 tefachim that the basket has. So it must be because when you have the upside down basket, the sides of the basket are the beginnings of a wall, and we view the beginnings of a wall, it's halach l'moshe misinai, that we view the beginnings of a wall as if it continues straight on down. Why don't we say the same thing over here, that we should view the walls on the upper part of the boat as if it continues straight on down? So Maskev Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef asks Rav Nachman, wait, do you not know that the Chachamim say that your pattern in that case of the basket? So apparently the Chachamim do not hold of this concept of Gudachitz Mechitzasa, and therefore we're not going to apply it by the boat. So you're bringing me a raya from a Tana that we don't paskin like. So Abaye says right back to Rav Yosef, wait, do you not hold of the concept of Gudachitz Mechitzasa? Gudachitz Mechitzasa, which means that, again, if you have the beginnings of a wall higher up, that we view that wall as if it shoots straight down? Vatanya, but we have a raisa. Amud Berushas Rabim, if you have a pillar in a Rishas Rabim, that's Gavoa Asara, that's 10 tefachim tall, and it's 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim wide, the ein bi'ikaro arba'a, and at its base, at its bottom point, it's not 4 tefachim wide, the yesh b'katzar shalo shlosha, and the part that's very narrow, that's close to the ground, is 3 tefachim tall, the zarak v'nachal gabav, and you throw an object from Rosh Hashanah and it lands on it, chayiv, your chayiv as if you threw from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, even though the bottom part of the amud that's close to the ground is less than 4 by 4 tefachim wide. Well, why in the world would you be be chayiv. Where's the rishus yachid? Must be that because the upper part is 4x4 tefachim wide, we apply the principle of gerachas mechitzasa. So achinami gerachas mechitzasa. So over here as well, by the boat, we should say gerachas mechitzasa. Says Gemara, nah, midi area, is that a raya? Hasam havia lemechitza shagadi imbokin ba. Over there, when it comes to throwing an object onto the basket, so that's a mechitza that small animals couldn't walk right underneath it and right through it, because the mechitzos protrude far out from the pole that the basket is resting on. So small animals, gedim, could walk right underneath it. So that's not a real mechitza. The bekias gedim, the fact that animals walk through it, is mevatel whatever imaginary mechitza you have there. But hacha, by the boat, havila mechitza shena gedim boken ba. There are no animals that are going to walk underneath those mechitzas. It's on a boat, and therefore those imaginary mechitzas should be meaningful. So amalei Ravacha b'reid Ravacha l'Ravashi, Rav Acha, the son of Rav Acha, said to Ravashi, so that's interesting that his name is b'reid Ravacha, so that's why in that Gos Fitzinum they changed it to b'reid Rava, because normally you wouldn't name after the son, would not be named after the father, meaning even when you name after living people, you always name after the grandfather, not after the father. So anyway, so Rav Acha Breda Rava perhaps says Ravashi Gabisina Nami Ha'ika Bikias Dagim. Don't tell me that there are no animals that go underneath these imaginary mechitzos when it comes to a boat. Sure, there are. There are fish. Fish are animals that go through these imaginary mechitzos. Amalei Bikias Dagim Lo Shmei Bikia. Come on, that fish going through is not called that something is going through the mechitzos. Umina Temra. How do you know that that's true? That fish are different than regular animals. Of Tavla Meiravin Mechitza Tluya Mahu Shetatir Bechurba, because he raised the shaila that if you have a hanging mechitza, dangling mechitza, what's the halacha? Is it going to be allow? Is it going to allow carrying in a churva? Va'amale, and Ravin responded, Ein mechitza Tluya Mataras. A mechitza Tluya, dangling mechitza, is not going to be matir elabamayim unless it's dangling by the water. So Kalu Shekilu Chacham b'mayim. This is a special kula that we have by water that we apply by the principle of good achis on a mechitza tluya, on a hanging mechitza over water. Why should we apply good achis? What about the fact that fish can go right through the imaginary walls? So it must be that you see from there that the fact that fish can get through it does not take away the status of mechitza that imaginary walls have. If it were animals that were getting through it, that would take away the status of the imaginary walls. But fish getting through would not take away the status of the imaginary walls. So we will stop there, and Bezrat Hashem, next time we'll pick up on Daf Kuf Aleph Amud Beis.